different makes.
Now, what about one that you had to, make a, say you're going to make a cupboard to make a table, what would you call that type of frame?
Well, really, I just don't know now.
Well, that's okay. That's enough. What would you call what you sharpen a straight razor?
A razor hole.
On.
Well, now that that other, they had wooden vices now that they put that wood in that they was wanting to shape out. And they had a wooden screw that tightened it up. Now we still got them. I got one out there now, but it's a metal screw. And that come in mighty handy now. They had to cut grooves now in the bottoms of them buckets down there. And they had a little metal hickey. I don't believe I ever seen one of them. But that's what they put the grooves in the buckets with now.
What about, fix your hair with, what would you use?
Well, we had nothing but combs.
Oh, you didn't have the...
The dental hair brushes and nothing like that.
Well, now, what would you, if you put in a rifle, what would you call what the ammunition that you put in a rifle?
That is bullets.
And what about the whole thing with the charge and all in it?
Well, that's the powder and the shards or the bullets, whichever. You could use either one you wanted.
Do you ever hear it called a cartridge? Something like that?
No, I don't think I ever did.
Cartridge?
Oh, cartridge, yeah.
Cartridge?
I don't understand good.
Yeah,
cartridge.
Yeah,
when the cartridges come around, well, that is fine. And you know, we saved them old shells and reloaded them again.
You did?
Yeah.
And you could do that?
They are scarce enough to... We could go to the store and buy the powder and the shot and the bullets and we'd just, blow them out, so we throw them away.
Well, that was smart. People were smarter, they didn't waste anything, did
they? Well, we didn't waste anything.
You might have made one or seen somebody make one, like something that they would put over, kind of a plank over a trestle for children to play on, you know, one get on one end and one go over there.
We played on them many a day. We call that righty horse.
Oh, you call that righty horse. Well, did you ever have just just something that was just a plank that was a kind of limber kind of plank? It'd be fixed steady on both ends and they jump up and down in the middle of it. Did you ever tell them to play on one of those?
Yeah.
And something else. Now, I never have seen one of these, but somebody said that they had something that they would put like fasten like a plank onto a stump and it'd go round and round.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen one of those?
Yeah.
What would that be called?
We used a pole instead of a plank.
Oh,
we'd split a place in the center of the pole and we'd cut us down a pretty good sized little tree, and then we'd saw around it or chop around it and hew it down to let it go up in our pole, and we call that flying mare. We used to call it first, you know. And boy, you talk about giving you a ride. Get on about a 20 or 30 foot pole. Sometimes we'd get so sick we'd almost die, but we'd hang on.
Yeah, you couldn't get off. I bet you get dizzy.
Yeah, really, you get dizzy. You got a hold of all you got to stay there.
Well, what about when they would tie a long rope to a tree limb and then put a seat across between the ropes? What you call that?
That was our swings.
Oh, did you have one of those too?
Yeah, we made it out of hickory bark. Yeah, the peel hickory poles, get the bark off. Make them 50 feet high. That's good and strong too. It didn't last long, but now on later, we got to buy grass rope.
Mm-hmm.